Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
Paul writes in the 8th chapter of Romans, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is about to be revealed to us. You know, there are times in our lives when we feel as if we're just aching, groaning under the weight of so many expectations, anxieties, demands. Life can really feel like a strain and not the joy we want it to be. I mean, even in moments of true suffering, however, our trials are not nearly as arduous, frankly, as those that Paul and the earliest Christians had to endure. I mean, that's just the reality. Life for them was really incredibly harsh. And life as a Christian was downright dangerous. But in the midst of it all, Paul had a vision of the future that gave him this immense and immutable hope. He believed that a liberated creation in which the entire world and all who are in it are redeemed, made whole, made healthy, made joyful. Through his faith in Jesus Christ, Paul sensed that the world was on the brink of a new and glorious age guided by the very spirit and presence of God. To Paul's mind, all the suffering in the world paled in comparison to the glory that Paul sensed was just on the horizon. Let's pray. Lord God, there are times, my word, there are times when grief, disappointment, despair get the best of us. There are moments when we're tempted to lose heart and lose hope. We want to believe that the pain of life will be overcome by your plan for the world, but sometimes, Lord God, we doubt. We wish we had Paul's faith in the future. We ask that you would please build our confidence in you and in what you are doing in the world so that even in the face of suffering, we can look forward to that which is to come. In Jesus' name, we hope and we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.